What the Senate and the House have said to the people of Pennsylvania is that we're about reforming government. We're changing how Pennsylvania government fundamentally works. We're going to focus on the core functions, roads, bridges, education, but things that we shouldn't be in the business of, like selling wine and spirits, while we're the same people that are regulating it and taxing it, it's an inherent conflict of interest. Every state in the union, except Pennsylvania and Utah, basically have a private sector system. Only those two states have a complete monopoly over the sale of wine and spirits. Every state around us, the sale of wine and spirits is in the private sector. Now, here's the amazing thing. We're actually going to get more tax revenue than we presently do, because the taxes are staying the same, but there's going to be more in-state sales. There's going to be business taxes paid. There's going to be payments for licenses. And we're getting out of wholesale. We're getting out of retail. And we're going to enhance our budget with appropriate revenues so that we don't have to increase taxes. That's out of the box thinking. If the governor vetoes this, what he's saying is, I'm for the status quo. I'm for a state store system that was created in the 1930s as a part of prohibition, and I'm for bigger government. We're saying we're for limited government. We're going to move into the 21st century, and people are going to see better product, more convenience, and they're going to see that Pennsylvania has reformed itself. Because that's what this ultimately is. It is a reform measure.